A presidency in chaos after less than a month in office. Confusion and infighting within the administration. Allies around the world nervous about their relations with America. President Trump's not buying any of that. He came out swinging today at a contentious press conference. A testy Trump blamed the news media for fabricating this narrative of confusion and claimed that despite what the press is telling the American public, his administration is running like a fine-tuned machine.
I don't think there's ever been a president elected who in this short period of time has done what we've done.
Trump also lashed out at Democrats and the previous administration.
To be honest, I inherited a mess. It's a mess. At home and abroad, a mess.
When it came time for questions, things got even nastier. Here's an exchange with one of our BBC colleagues.
Can I just ask you, thank you very much, Mr. President.
Where are you from?
BBC.
Okay. Here's another beauty.
It's a good line. Impartial, free and fair.
Yeah, sure.
Mr. President.
Just like CNN, right?
On the travel ban, we could banter back and forth. On the travel ban, would you accept that that was a good example of the smooth running of government?
Yeah, I do. Let me tell you about
Were there any mistakes
Wait. I know who you are. Just wait. Let me tell you about the travel ban. We had a very smooth rollout of the travel ban, but we had a bad court.
Many of the questions, though, centered on Russia and about the scandal swirling around the amount of contact between Trump staffers and Russian officials during the campaign.
You know, you can talk all you want about Russia, which was all a, you know, fake news fabricated deal to try and make up for the loss of the Democrats, and the press plays right into it. In fact, I saw a couple of the people that were supposedly involved with all of this. They know nothing about it. They weren't in Russia. They never made a phone call to Russia. They never received a phone call. It's all fake news. It's all fake news.
Trump was also asked point blank about his own role in the scandal surrounding National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and his contacts with a Russian diplomat.
Did you direct Mike Flynn to discuss sanctions with the Russian ambassador?
No, I didn't. I fired him because of what he said to Mike Pence. Very simple. Mike was doing his job. He was calling countries and his counterparts. So it certainly would have been okay with me if he did it. I would have directed him to do it if I thought he wasn't doing it. I didn't direct him, but I would have directed him because that's his job.
And then there was this.
If we could get along with Russia, that's a positive thing. We have a very talented man, Rex Tillerson, who's going to be meeting with them shortly. And I told him, I said, I know politically it's probably not good for me. Hey, the greatest thing I could do is shoot that ship that's 30 miles offshore right out of the water. Everyone in this country is going to say, oh, it's so great. That's not great. I would love to be able to get along with Russia.